3103, this is Triangulation. Thanks for tuning in Tuesday night, September 2nd, 2008. We're broadcasting live from Brooklyn, and we have some Susan Alcorn in the background. Also have some guests in the studio this week. Maria Chavez and Daniel Cotter are both here, gonna do some open collaborations and preview for some shows coming up later this week. Thanks again for tuning in. This is free 103.9.org Radio Ruido Triangulation. electric oscillators. And we're soon going to turn it over to Kotter, this and sound artist from Berlin, visiting Brooklyn, doing a bunch of collaborative sets with Maria Chavez over the next week. First night is going to be this Thursday, September 4th at 10 p.m. over at the Ontological Theater, in a presentation entitled First Approach. And that is video by Daniel Kotter, and then audio live by Maria Chavez, Travis Just, Alex Waterman. And that is at the Ontological Theater Thursday, under the JMZ Broadway. And that's December 7th, 8-ish, 8:30. It's going to be very relaxed, so come on down. And now, as God crawls into the back corner, we have Daniel Kotter. Thanks for tuning in, free 103.9.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Super fuck.
He's
living with Lynn now.
No, Lynn's living with
Jeanette.
Now
Lynn's
with Jeanette.
English groups. It's all
English groups.
It's all kinky.
Randy.
Randy.
Piggies.
Piggies.
We could always start with Frank Sinatra, but we want back. And Elvis Presley also. But I guess the Beatles. The Beatles really started it, like the Beatles started everything else.
As soon as the
else.
English groups came out.
And it's the influx of English groups that really had that excitement and where the chicks were really flipping out, screaming for the Beatles, screaming for the Stones, this and that, sneaking up to hotel rooms.
The days of the Fox.
The days, yeah, the days of Murray the K at the Fox. Mm. And trying to sneak up in the elevator of the Gotham and the Plaza. And after a while, more chicks than others became more adept at sneaking up into hotel rooms. And then there was a lot of status connected with this, connected with hanging out.
Right, there's a whole status thing now. There's
and now,
super groupies. I mean,
and the professional right. groupies, the chicks that eat by hanging out with guys in groups and dress with the bread, because there is a definite overabundance of bread in the music business. And it's gotten very wide, and there are groups all over the place, and there are groups all over the place that are making money. And for every group, and for every guy in a group, there are any number of chicks. And it's a whole society formed around this kind of thing. And it's groovy, I guess.
Well, I started going down to the Village when I was about 14 or 15. I'd go there every single night, and I'd take drugs, every drug. If it was there, I took it. And we'd go to this place called Figaro's. Also, after school in the afternoon, we'd go down there. And they played records, and that was a big thing. You'd go down there and dance. And music was the whole thing there, because you just went to hear the music.
Cafe Wall.
And they all had long hair. No, Figaro's.
Figaro's.
Just
oh,
sit
yeah,
around,
in the bottom.
And everybody had long hair. And I started really getting hung up with people with long hair.
I
started getting bored of the Village, and we heard about this discotheque called the Cheetah that just opened. So we went there, and we hustled our way in so we could be free, you know, get in for free every night.
I used to see you there every night.
And every night, it was only 10 blocks from my house, and every night my friend and I would go there. And, of course, the first thing we saw were the groups, because they were the only ones that had the long hair. And every 2 weeks they changed groups. And every 2 weeks we had a new boyfriend from that group. And then we started going to different discotheques.
You're just like me.
Ondine's, when the Doors were there. And Rolling Stones.
20s.
With the Vagrants were there.
Outside.
And the Bin Suites.
Ungano's, Harlow's.
And it was always the groups. Everything was centered around
the
groups.
That's the only reason I go to these places, just for the groups. I wouldn't go for the regular boys. Ugh.
Oh, when I met her, she was
so sweet.
And
I was so sweet. Girl. But then they mentioned the name group. And a boy, and a guitar, and I went crazy.
You really corrupted me. I wasn't that bad before you. I brought her down there, and she sees all these groups, and then she starts running out. And that's all she talks about. She'd come home, tell me about this group and that group, and how cute this one was, and how cute that one was.
They are cute.
So, of course, I had to go see for myself, and I'd end up arguing with her about it. It's all your fault.
A nice-looking chick comes down to the scene and starts hanging out. And she meets the rhythm guitar player from a group whose record's number 12. And he makes a pass at her. And this chick is relatively inexperienced.
And she likes him.
You know, and she likes him. And she figures he likes her, too. Now, if he was just some kid from Queens, the thought of going to bed with him probably would never even enter her mind. But, of course, he's a little more sophisticated. He's a little bit older. He's been around. He's the guy with the hit record. So it's a lot easier for her to rationalize going to bed with him than it would be just going to bed with the guy next door.
When I first started going to Cheetah, there was a lot of girls that were making piggies with the group. But I was 15, and my girlfriend and I, and we said we'd never do that. We'd never be like that.
I said it, too.
But, you know, months went by, and we'd get more and more into the whole sex scene. And just when I was about 16, 17, I said, this is it. I don't want to be a virgin anymore. I went downtown to a doctor that I heard of, and I got birth control pills, and I took them.
I went with you, didn't I?
Yeah. That's the first time. And I started taking the pills, and I said, well, how am I going to go about this? You know, I have to find somebody. And the first person I met, he was in a group, and he's at the sea, and he said, come back. And that was it. And after that, the rest was easy. I had the pills. What did I have to lose? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, it's groovy.
And then there were boys, and they were cute, and it was safe.
I'm a groupie. It's a full-time job because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
Last night I was a goof. I brought him home.
But when he first came to town, I slept with him the first night.
Some people can be violent, some people are gentle. Some people give you black and blue moss.
Like baby oil.
We're still nice girls.
I don't just run after a group because they're in a group. I run after because I like him. I think he's cute. I'm attracted to him.
You're attracted to him sexually.
Yeah, well, isn't that it?
He's got a nice body. He's thin. He's wearing velvet pants.
Yeah, I like the way he sings. I like the way he moves.
Long hair.
Well, isn't that the way
you like, and the hair attracts you. When you look at somebody, you look at their hair.
Well, I wouldn't go out with anybody with short hair.
Of course not.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. But isn't that the way with any
woman? She doesn't look at the face, she looks at the body.
Oh, I look at the face.
You look at the body, too.
Yeah, I look at the face, too.
Free 103, this is Triangulation Radio Ruido. With special guests.
Would you call yourself a groupie?
Maria Chavez and Daniel Cota.
Would you, though?
Well,
right now we are listening to a gem. Maria dug up the groupies. It's a bunch of scenes.
Well, they're actually three. They're
people's recollections.
They're the really
Earth records.
Groupies, you know, the ones who will just.
Definitely some New York City job talking going on.
In Washington Square.
This is free 103.9.org.
And they only will take the pop stars. I mean, the really super pop stars. Like if someone's just in a. You know, a second-rate group
and
that doesn't
count.
And a lot
of them get truly involved with these guys because a lot of them are, I mean, the music business is a creative field, and they get honestly hung up on guys in the business.
But it's
and
not
I know
just
you
because
have.
They're in a group. It's
no, it's not.
I think
people don't understand
like
that
like
that's
them.
The way I feel, too.
And they don't understand that all the people I know are musicians, are connected with music.
All my life. That's
work
most.
In studios and that. That's all I know is people that have
so I remember when
music.
I met you. That's like you were already into all that already.
You'd gotten me into that phase. Because music.
ha, ha, dots and bubbin, dots and bubbin, dots and bub, ha, dots and bubbin, dots and bub, dots and bubbin, ha, ha, dots and bubbin, dots and bub, dots and bub, ha, you gotta go, fuck, ha, Jean Josatora, ensuite.
Zirkende Jahre, ah, Jahre, Jahre,
ja, heilige danke, danke, oh, ja, halle, ja, halle, oh, ich dach halbe, halbe, go, wir, wei, wei, jetzt hand, da, jetzt go, hand, hand, bunten, go, gendra, riska, is go, is ge, halbe, halbe, go, wer, wei, jetzt hand, da, jetzt go, wir, da, batzen, go, resden, resden, ich kann go, wo, zang, zang, kette, ja, kette, ah, ja, hallel, ja, hall, au, zang, kette, ja, hall, au, zang, kette, ja, hall, yo, zang, kette, ja, hall, au, zang, kette, ja, hall, zang, kette, yo. Bombardis. Jambalé, Gneflor, Olefa, Jangaché, Yofuvarecha, Medivus, Berhaus, Berhaus, Bouvey, Mahon, Danhocha, Balilelei, Dunhaha, Balilelei, Dunhaha, Balilelei, Belvidevei, Vilei, Belvidevei, Vilei, oh! Den hai ha ha baili lei, den ho ha ha baili lei, dem ha 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 baili lei, bel vidi ha ha vili lei, bel vidi ha ha vili lei. Tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, ha ha, tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, ha ha, tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, tatsen poppen, ha ha. Tatzenbuppen, 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 ha, ha! Bon. Finish.
Alors tout ça, c'est un seul morceau.
Oui, oui.
C'est composé plusieurs parties, puis en fait, toi, paradis.
Box! Delikid! Delikid!
planes are flying overhead tonight. There you go. Hey. folklore. Hey, hey, ma, hey, 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 ma. Little Georgia can't win. Now, little Georgia can't win.
3333103. This is Triangulation Radio Ruido, streaming live from Brooklyn. We're in the studio with friends and guests, Maria Chavez, Daniel Carter, trading back and forth on the decks through the evening and previewing material for two shows coming up this coming week. Thursday, September 4th, First Approach, video by Daniel Carter, music by Maria Chavez, Travis Just, Alex Waterman, and that will be at the Ontological Theater, 130 East 10th Street, NYC. Also, Sunday, September 7th at Photo Phono, 440 Broadway, Brooklyn, Works in Progress, Maria Chavez, Daniel Carter, Thomas Dexter, Heather Dewey Hagborg. Show listings will be up on Triangulation on Blogspot and playlists, all the such, etc. This has been Triangulation. Going to wind out the evening now. Daniel Carter, Maria, thank you for coming on down, and more guests to come.
Thank you.
Free 103, signing off, Triangulation, Radio Ruido, signing off for the night. Thanks again, Maria Chavez, Daniel Cotto, for coming on down. Come out to the show September 4th, Ontological Theater, September 7th, Photo Phono in Brooklyn, 440 Broadway. Details on our site, free103.org.
We're sorry. You